Item number three from the Director, Department of Transportation, requesting authorization and approval of Milwaukee County Transit System Title VI policy definitions for major service change, disparate impact, and disproportionate burden.
Staying on this same subject, the FTA requires transit systems to analyze proposed service changes and fare changes to determine if there is a potential for a disparate impact on minority populations or a disproportionate burden on low-income populations. Prior to performing the required analysis, it's necessary for us to establish a local policy definition for what a major service change is and the disparate impact and disproportionate burden. The FTA requires that the governing board, County Executive Board of Supervisors, approve of these definitions so that we can conduct that analysis. And I'd like to go over some of what constitutes the definition of a major service change. For our bus routes, we often have many buses on a bus route for up to 20 hours a day. If we had an average of 5 buses on a bus route for 20 hours a day, we'd have 100 bus hours on that bus route in any day. If we came to this policymaking board and said we wanted to reduce 25 bus hours on a route that had 100 bus hours, that would fall under the definition of a major service change, and we would perform the analysis to determine whether, in making that recommendation to you seeking your approval, we are having a disparate impact or a disproportionate burden. There are many other triggers for what would be the definition of a major service change. If we had a 10-mile-long bus route and we said we don't have much ridership in the last 3 miles, we want to eliminate that 3 miles of a route, that would be more than 25% of that one-way mileage of a bus route. That would be a major service change that would trigger the analysis that we would have to conduct. If we have a bus route with service from 5 a.m. in the morning until 1 a.m. the following morning, and we decided that we needed to come up with some cost savings and we were going to initiate that service at 6 a.m. and discontinue it at 10 p.m., we would trigger a major service change that would require analysis. If we have a bus route at a 20-minute frequency and we were to recommend that it go to a 30-minute frequency, that would be a 50% increase in the amount of time that individuals have to wait. That would be deemed a major service change, and we would perform the analysis. Also, if there was a line on the map with service and we recommended eliminating that service and there was not an alternative within a half mile, that would be considered a major service change where we would perform the analysis. A little bit about the analysis. The analysis to determine if there's a disparate impact or a disproportionate burden is to help us identify any unintentional discrimination. And this would be when a fare or service change negatively affects minority populations more than non-minority populations, and similarly for low-income populations more than non-low-income populations. I have just a couple of examples I'd like to go through. This is very mathematically driven. I'm going to come up with a theoretical example just to try to give you all an idea of how we apply this. If we have a bus route serving 2 census tracts, one census tract being predominantly low-income, the other census tract predominantly not low-income, and that's based on the U.S. Census definition of low-income. If we were to have one bus route serving both of these areas and we were to reduce the service in the low-income area by 20% but not reduce the service in the non-low-income area, that would be a disparate impact. If we were to reduce the service in the low-income area by 20% and reduce the service in the non-low-income area by 5%, by our definition, that would not be a disparate impact. There is a sharing of the reduction in service, and one's not more onerous than the other, mathematically. If we were to reduce service by 25% in one area and 5% in the other, that would trigger it. So we're talking about just very slight changes in a definition that triggers an assessment and an acknowledgement that we may have a disparate impact. Those are a few examples. What you can expect from transit is any major service change or fare change recommendations in the future will be accompanied by a description of the analysis that was conducted, whether there was or could be a disparate impact or a disproportionate burden, and then our recommendations as to how to mitigate that burden or impact.
Comments from the committee? The pleasure of the committee. So let's watch out.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We currently have a policy, correct? From the report, I believe it goes back, what, to 64 or something?
We currently have a Title VI program plan. The FTA advises transit systems through federal circulars as to what needs to be included in that plan. The latest update of the federal circular was in 2012. The last time we submitted a program plan was in 2011. So there are considerably more hoops for us to jump through, which helps us protect our efforts and make sure that the service is the way it should be, non-discriminatory.
Right. No, I mean, a definition is currently in place, correct?
We have a definition. We went out to the public. We met with them, shared that definition, and they advised us and helped shape the definition. We did have a definition currently in place on major service change.
Right, and it's different than what we currently have before us?
There was one minor change to the definition, and I think there was an addition that was a change. I think it was the reducing the service span by more than an hour during the late night.
Great. Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I'll move approval of the item.
We're almost for move approval. Supervisor Bukowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Beam, I guess the opposite of what we are voting on this morning took place about, I'm going to go 5-6 years ago, when it's transit funding has always been in jeopardy for whatever reason. But 5 or 6 years ago was at its worst, and we actually eliminated routes because, and we know that they're not in essence supposed to be profitable, but we actually took routes away because there clearly wasn't the ridership. Okay, so this is kind of the opposite. So we actually, when we have to, we are forced to make changes, and hopefully we don't violate these policies. But like I said, I've had 2 or 3 routes that were either eliminated or truncated simply because the ridership wasn't there. And so we should also realize that it's financially there are mechanisms, too, that pose these issues.
Correct. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you. We can go back to your mathematical example because I was having a little trouble. So in that example, if the low-income community had a 20% reduction and the non-low-income community had a 5% reduction, that would only be, that's 75? You're taking...
So what the way you'd apply the four-fifths formula is if you had a 20% reduction in one area, 80% of the service remains, and if you had a 5% reduction in the other area, 95% of the service remains. So you would take 80 divided by 95, and if that result is 80% or lower, then you have a disparate impact. And this is a formula, a mathematical formula that other transit systems use that Sewer PAC has agreed is a good methodology.
Wow. Okay. That was different than when I read the report. How I thought it was because 80% or 4/5, it wouldn't sound like you could have 4 times the service cut in the low income community and not violate the rule, which is apparently you can.
I don't believe that you could have 4 times the service cut. What we're really looking at is very close margins. Instead of saying that a burden should be shared 50-50, the definition allows for some differential, but not so great that 80% would be way too much differential, and certainly that would be triggered. It's more like along the lines of the 20%. I didn't come up with this definition. I do not find it intuitive, but I certainly can apply the math. I wouldn't expect you all to find it intuitive either.
Alexander.
I yield. Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments or questions? If not, Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Supervisors Weishaun.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 3 for adoption prevails.
Item number